Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, blah blah blah, yeah, yeah, intro. Holy fuck, Persona 5 and Smash! Oh my god, Sakurai, you beautiful bastard! And with me, I have...
Smash came out, got the Avengers trailer, got a new Dream Theater song, and it looks like many members of the Trump administration are going to jail. What a wonderful Friday it's been.
And...
okay, I mean, I play Rage, but the way these Danny Brown that trailer, maybe we'll play Rage too. We got Danny Brown. Oh, no, now I'm laughing because I saw Mortal Kombat you talking about Sam, which is like, when he can be the next Mortal Kombat character. And now coming.
Yes. 21. As we have so learned, whatever company it is that's developing Rage 2, I'm not even sure off the top of my head, has better taste in current day rap music than NetherRealm Studios. What a crying shame.
Ain't it funny how it happens?
Hear, hear. But we're not here to talk about the Game Awards bringing Rivers Cuomo out on stage for some reason. And Brendan Urie for also some reason. Or how weird it is to see Hans Zimmer holding a guitar. That's just weird to me for some reason. I'm not sure why. No, we're here to talk about the big thing that came out early this morning. This Friday morning. You're probably listening to this the day after Friday or something, but you know what we mean. Yes, the nominees, as it were, for the 61st Annual Grammy Awards, airing on February 10th, have now been released to the public. So we are, of course, here to snark at... well, not even all of the entries, just like a solid handful. The ones that are, of course, the most interesting.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's expecting us to try and make snark on, like, musical theater or historical or American roots music, because we're not intelligent enough to talk about those things in an elegant fashion anyway.
We are not rootsy boys. Yes, because as you can tell, this podcast is just ever so appropriate for your young 5-year-old to listen to when they're not watching, you know, Johnny Johnny Yes Papa.
Yeah, or, you know, Fortnite dances in the Suicide Forest. What the fuck, YouTube? I thought we talked about this.
Oh, God.
Strange, strange time. See, this is why you need to hire people instead of algorithms to manage your shit. Then again, at this point, it's probably too late. They're probably just gonna, you know, dig themselves into the same hole that Tumblr's in right now. You can't rely on machines to discern nuance and context. Gotta have a person for that. But yeah, we are of course going to go by this category by category. So first, let's start off with the pop section here. So the handful of awards that are here. Let's start off with the Best Pop Solo Performance. Your nominees are Colors by Beck, Havana Live by Camila Cabello, God is a Woman by Ariana Grande, Joanne, Where Do You Think You're Going by Lady Gaga, and Better Now by Posty Sauce Man.
One of these things is not like the other, and this time it's not Beck.
That is true. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure how to respond to any of that. Next up, for Best Pop Duo Group Performance, the nominees are Fall in Line by Christina Aguilera featuring Demi Lovato, Don't Go Breaking My Heart by the Backstreet Boys.
Yay!
I didn't even know they were releasing new stuff.
They're still around. Yeah, they've been on quite the comeback.
Is Wonderful by Tony Bennett and Diana Krall. Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Girls Like You by Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. Say Something by Justin Timberlake featuring Chris Stapleton. And The Middle by Zedd, Maren Morris, and Gray.
Hell no.
When in doubt, go with Mother Monster.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
I'm not really feeling Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album because I don't know who any of these people are. Well, I mean, technically I know who they are, but who gives a shit anymore? this is like your mom's record collection.
But hey, at least Willie Nelson's in here.
Wait, that guy's still alive? I thought he died after pissing off Trump's fan base.
Hey, what do you think all that weed does to an old man? Keeps him alive, keeps him fresh, keeps him, you know, free of glaucoma.
Oh, that is true. Now, last of these categories is Best Pop Vocal Album. Your nominees are Camila from Camila Cabello, Meaning of Life from Kelly Clarkson, Sweetener by Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes by Lucas Graham, Beautiful Trauma by Pink, and Reputation by Taylor Swift.
Quick spoiler, that's the only nomination that fucking garbage album got.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I'm happy for a snub for that because, like, I don't want that album to be rewarded for any reason. It was terrible and you all know it. Variety.
Yes. Yes, it was. Now, there's two awards listed under dance and electronic music. I don't know any of the dance recordings because, as you can tell, we are all incapable of dance.
Yeah, there is one nomination here that involves Dua Lipa, Diplo, and Mark Ronson, so there's that.
And, of course, that just leaves Best Dance Electronic Album, which, since this is Mark's territory, care to read the nominees, sir?
Well, of course. The nominees are Singularity by John Hawkins, Woman Worldwide by Justice, Treehouse cool. by Sophie Tucker. Okay, damn. Oil of Every Pearl's On Insides by Sophie. Okay. And Lou Rouge by Toki Monster.
Hey, didn't you listen to that album?
I did. It was cool.
Very nice. Yeah, I mean, we've discussed, like, John Hopkins, and I'm pretty sure we mentioned Justice to Toki Monster at various points, which, now that I think about it, wasn't Woman Worldwide, like, a remix album or something?
Yeah, or, I think it like, was, because Woman was released, like, 2006, 16, I say 6, damn. Woman was released 2016, because I got my best of is on that year. This is, like, just the live remix version, I'm guessing, but, yeah, like, I know most of three of these. I ain't heard much about, well, the two Sophies, the Treehouse and the one with the other weird title.
Yeah, the one that's been making a lot of the best of lists, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it is like, oh, we mean Sophie? The All of Every Pearl's On Inside, that's a tongue twister.
Yes, yes it is. You just gotta take it slow and easy. Slow and slow. But anyway, now time for me and Alex to, you know, jump back in here because it is time for rock-related categories. And I'm going to let you handle best rock performance.
Okay. So we have 4 out of 5 by Arctic Monkeys.
Meh.
When Bad Does Good by Chris Cornell.
Rest in peace.
Yes. Made in America by The Fever 333.
Huh, that's out of left field.
Yeah. Highway Star by Deep... Oh, I'm sorry. Highway Tune by not Led Zeppelin.
Highway Tune is the translation that the Japanese have approved for the States.
And Uncomfortable by Hailstorm.
Wow. Weird to think Hailstorm is still a thing.
Yes, they are still a thing. They had an album this year, remember?
No. Do I look like someone who remembers Hailstorm? I'm surprised Hailstorm remembers Hailstorm.
Yeah. Not the most well-rounded nominee list here, but...
clearly.
Well, yeah. But thankfully, I can say with assurance... they got their shit right with the metal section, you know, for the most part, for once.
Yes, our next category is for Best Metal Performance, and the nominees are Condemned to the Gallows by Between the Buried
yeah!
and
Me. Finally getting some recognition.
Honeycomb by Deaf Heaven. Electric Messiah by High on Fire, Betrayer by Trivium, and On My Teeth by Under Oath.
Okay.
Setting that one aside, I'm okay with these nominees. Obviously, yeah. My bias leans towards BT Bam or High on Fire, but I think this actually tried to get at, like, a decent cross-section of what most people were actually listening to. Not just, like, you know, throwing a bone to some legacy act, like Megadeth or something for the lulz, but, like, actual shit that people nowadays care about.
Yeah, I would go so far as to say this is probably the most well-rounded pound-for-pound nomination lineup of any of the big genres. This is something that I could see going to just about anyone here. Maybe not Under Oath, but, you know, 4 out of 5 strong candidates, that's not bad. So, you finally did it right, Grammys. It's a shame it's not going to be on TV, because, well, we can't have that now, can we?
No, no, we cannot. How upsetting. Now, want to take over for Best Rock Song?
Sure. One of the songwriter awards here, so let's go through this. We have Black Smoke Rising by Michigan's number one Led Zeppelin tribute band. Jumpsuit by 21 Pilots.
With songwriter Tyler, of course. It's always, anything shitty in life, there's a Tyler attached to it. Jesus.
Mantra by Bring Me the... Wait a minute!
Bring
Me the Horizon? Are you fucking serious?
Eat my balls!
What timeline are we in where these guys are getting nominations?
You know, the weird thing is, I'm at least fairly certain they did get nominated once in the past, but why for this bullshit song?
Anyway. Mass Seduction by St. Vincent. Okay, that's kind of weird, but whatever, I can dig it. And Rats by Tobias Forge and Company, a.k.a. Ghost.
By the way, I just want to say, for the record, the songwriting credits for Rats is listed as Tom Dalgetty and a ghoul writer.
Yeah. He's not Tobias Forge. He's actually a producer.
Yes, of course. Can't expect Tobias to write his own music now, can we? So I'll just say, by default, I'm rooting for St. Vincent to win, more or less because I'm rooting for everyone else to lose.
I can see this going to Ghost because that's just what the Grammy committee does. For the love of God, these documents bring me the horizon. The world will implode if that happens.
Yes, it will. Or at the very least, I'll write a strongly worded letter to the head of the committee. Oh, wait, he's already quit. Fuck. Okay, I guess we'll have to figure out where he works at next and send a strongly worded letter there. And now, the last of these rock nominees is for Best Rock Album. And, surprisingly, I've heard almost all of these. Your nominees are Rainier Fog from Alice in Chains, Mania from Fallout Boy.
Why? That was one of the worst albums of the year. What is that doing here?
And, okay, the subheader for this says, for albums containing at least 51% playing time of new rock, hard rock, or metal record. Bullshit, that thing was a pop album and you know it. Not even a good one.
Ugh, get out of here with that shit.
Following that, we have Prequel from Ghost. From the Fires, the apparently debut EP, or second EP, rather, from Greta Van Classic Rock Showdown Shindig thing. All right, great. Am I going to have to listen to more Greta Van Fleet? Fuck. And last, but certainly not least, or maybe least, depending on your perspective, Pacific Daydream from Weezer. Yeah, wow, this is one of the weakest, limpest lineups of rock album nominees I've heard.
The irony that following the best metal performance, which is arguably the most well-rounded of them all, two sections below that, we get one of the worst. Just give it to Ghost already. Just give Tobias more recognition and validation. Just get it over with. Rub it off like a Band-Aid.
I mean, I guess I'm technically rooting for Alice in Chains, because that was technically the most likable, but again, that album was still kind of a letdown. Jeez, that's how bad this is, man. This is bullshit. And now we move on from that to the realm of alternative. The one nomination here being for Best Alternative Music Album, and your nominees are Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino from Arctic Monkeys, Colors from Beck, and apparently not by BT Bam, Utopia by Bjork, yes, American Utopia by David Byrne, which, wow, that kind of feels like a meme setup right there. Like, yep. Like, you know that one of, like, the guy in the yearbook where it's like, Daniel, and then next to him, the cooler Daniel. And, of course, last of these is Mass Seduction from St. Vincent. Okay, so obviously I'm not happy about Arctic Monkeys at all. That album was lame. And, of course, since Bjork made it on my year-end best of last go-around, that's where my, you know, hopes are lying. Please? Mm-hmm. Please give it to Bjork. That album was so good.
I'd go for Bjork or St. Vincent, but right now I'm just glad I'm not seeing Bastille, 30 Seconds to Mars, Mute Math, or fucking Imagine Dragons on this list. Thank God none of them were eligible for this list or just didn't make the cut.
Unfortunately, that leaves the door open for next year.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Grammys. Don't do it. You're better than this. I know it. You might not know it, but I know it. At least
bad.
In some parts.
Bad. Bad Grammys.
I will get
stop digging in the garbage.
Smack you on the nose.
Stop digging in the garbage. Bad Grammys. Bad. You're not getting treats. And now is the part where we go into the R&B category. Is there anything you were wanting to take a look at, Mark? Because I don't know any of this. I'm scared.
Yeah, I took a look at R&B performance first. So let's see here. Nominees are "As Long As I Live" by Toni Braxton. All right.
Yes.
Summer by The Carters.
Oh yeah, that was this year.
Why? Oh, why? By Layla Hathaway. Best part, her featured Daniel Caesar, and First Began by PJ Morton, and well, I only know mainly three out of five. Damn. I listened to that Carter album, to be honest. Like, I haven't got time or, you know, interest, but I don't know. Maybe that might take, because I don't know, they're the Carters.
I've heard a couple of cuts, and personally, I wasn't that impressed, so I'm rooting for Toni Braxton here. Make the comeback happen! And, you know, pull a Kendrick. Sweep it.
Yeah. <Okay. laughs> You know, I'm going to skip traditional R&B performance because I don't know much about the next performances or the songs in there, because I don't know much about Leon Bridges or Major or much of PJ Morton, but I'm just gonna skip the R&B song. Best R&B song, and the nominees are "Boot Up" by Ella May, "Come Through and Chill" by Miguel featuring Salim Remy, and "Platinum with No Features" again, J. Cole.
Oh, J stands for Jermaine. I didn't know that.
"Feels Like Summer" by Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold up. Ludwig Göransson was a songwriter on that?
Evidently.
Damn.
I guess, right? "Focus" from Her, and As Long As I Live by Toni Braxton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Another much about that Miguel song. I mean, Boot Up Alright. I want to say, can you give it to Gambino? I don't know, like, maybe Toni Braxton, I don't know, like, I mean.
It'll be a toss-up between those two. It'll be either or.
Yeah. And now, the next one, Best Urban Contemporary Album, or as I call it, the Best R&B-ish Album, because it's basically R&B mixed with a few other things. Nominees are
here.
Everything is Love, The Carters. Wait, that's alternative. Wait, that's Urban Contemporary. I thought that was more rap than R&B, to be honest. At least,
I don't understand these specific categories, man. It's always weird how they split hairs on this.
Okay, yeah. It's that. The Kids Are Alright by Chloe and Holly. Right? Chris Dave and the Drumheads, which I heard that name before. Actually, he did some stuff with Anderson .Paak. I just check him out. War and Leisure by Miguel. Ventriloquism by Michelle. I'm not going to try and fucking name up.
I think it's Michelle DeGiocello. I don't know. I gave it a shot.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's better than I would have done.
So, you know what? I've been going to East. I'm just say just give it to Beyonce because fucking no. It's okay.
Yes. Give it to Beyonce and validate her. Don't validate the pair that people call the future of music, which no, that's factually incorrect. The future of music is trap beats, as we all know.
Clearly.
Eh. Okay. For best R&B album, you know I ain't got much to say. Well, then, okay, no, I ain't got much to say on this because I don't know much about the records in here because like you know it's Six Cigarettes with Toni Braxton, Good Thing Leon Bridges, Honestly with Lynn Holloway, Her, and Gumbo Unplugged with PJ Morton, which I heard that name last year. They all love the gumbo, huh?
Wait, why would you unplug the gumbo? Don't you need the gumbo to be plugged in? You know, to whatever cooking device you're using? You have to have it plugged in for at least two hours for the flavors to, as Babish would say, get to know each other.
Well, I mean, you have heard of a gumball machine. I present to you a gumbo machine. Arr, it burned my hand. Or however that clip goes, but,
Ow.
Toni Braxton, come on.
Yes, go for the clean sweep.
Yeah,
but now we move on to the stuff that I'm sure we all know more about. Rap!
Yep. Yep. Yes. So who picks who? Like which one do you want to get?
I mean, I think we could probably take it like bit by bit. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? I'll probably start off here. Let's start with Best Rap Performance. The nominees are right. Be Careful by Cardi B. Wait, is that a fucking pun? Careful. Then Nice for What by Drake. La di da di da. Stop me now.
Get out of here, Future. Nobody likes you.
Yeah, King's Dead. Kendrick, Future, J-Rock, James Blake. Hang on. Mark, I need all the hot sauce and all the fries you can give me. Because Bubblin', Anderson .Paak on this list.
Woo!
Yes. And last but not least, Sicko Mode by Travis Scott, Drake, Big Hawk, and Sway Lee.
Kendrick!
I'm so back and forth here because, okay, the Kendrick stuff on King's Dead is so good, but then the Future part is really Future, and Bubblin' is pretty consistently good all around. Not to mention, this hits me with the realization that he'll probably also show up on the Grammys nomination list next year for Oxnard.
Hey, it better be.
Yeah. So, and I want like this. Oh, yeah.
Wins this year? How could win next year?
Yeah, and you know, like, okay, like, for me, like, Kingston is good, but I'm room for bubbling, and I'm gonna add this, and I'm saying this in the future. Why wasn't that on the on the album? Y'all couldn't have
that
on the album.
At least it's a bonus track. Come on.
Yeah, the bonus track you had one there. But I'm did no bummer with appearing there. It's, I'm between that or King's Dead, mainly Kendrick, J Rock, and James Blake parts. That's mm-hmm. the future.
Yeah, it's another toss up. You know, it could go either way.
But thankfully, that's not the last we'll be seeing of Kendrick anywhere on this list. There might be a recurring motif, as you'll see. So, want to take over best rap song performance, Mr. Mack?
Yes, I'll take that. For best rap song performance, we got Like I Do, Christina Aguilera featuring Goldlink. Okay, he's still around. Pretty Little Fears, Black aka Six Lack featuring J. Cole again.
Oh, there he is again.
Of course.
This Is America, Don't Get You Slipping Up by Charles Gambino.
Yep. Woo!
Okay. All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
And Twark Star by Post Sauce Malone and 21 Savage.
Really?
Oh, why?
Just like a rock star. I've been fucking. Yeah, you all know where that goes. So, yeah.
Something Pop Tart.
Look, just give it to our boy Gambino.
Yes, Gambino or Kendrick. Good toss up.
All right, now who wants to take over best rap song?
I'll handle that because it's another songwriter award. I'll make note of that as we go along.
All right.
All right, so we have God's Plan by Drake, which, no.
No.
King's Dead by Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, James Blake, and no one else.
That's right.
Yeah. Lucky You by Eminem featuring Joyner Lucas.
Oh, hey,
how convenient. That song title is my incredibly sarcastic response to this nomination. Lucky You.
Yeah. Sicko Mode by Travis Scott, Drake, Big Hawk, and Sway Lee. And Win by J-Rock. Worth noting, Kendrick was a songwriter on that track.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just gonna say, fuck Lucky You, that song ain't shit. And fuck Eminem too, because he been bitching about this shit, posting shit about, oh, y'all won't accept me, well, you know what? Well, you got accepted by this. You can shut the fuck up now. So we got another two that's top, another top dog tracks that are worthy, King's Dead and Win.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously running for Kendrick on that one.
Yes, in either capacity.
But now comes the big last one here. It's the one that Mark is going to wrap us out on for the rap categories. Best rap album.
Okay, for best rap album, the nominees are Invasion of Privacy by Cardi B, Swimming by the late Mac Miller.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle, Astroworld by Travis Scott, and last but not least, Daytona by Pusha T.
Very nice.
As you can clearly tell which one I want to win.
Yes. Although, I do want to mention here, something kind of caught my eye about this list in that there was a pretty substantial snub, at least to me. Kids See Ghosts.
Oh, you liked that album?
I thought it was pretty good. I would have put that in contention. And, you know, taking, like, Cardi B off.
True. But I'm guessing they didn't want to overwhelm it with those Daytona sessions or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Wyoming sessions. So... Why did I say Daytona?
It's the thing, like, I expect the Cardi B to be in there because, I don't know, like, she's blowing up now, and I'm kind of glad they give Mac Miller some, you know, gave him some love, some Grammy love, you know. The one I didn't expect was Victory Lap and Nipsey Hussle. I never listened to that album, or, yeah, I didn't expect Astroworld to be in there, to be honest. So, but yeah, I'm rooting for Daytona because, well, that's obviously that record I'm rooting for Best Rap Album.
Clearly. Oh, and next time, don't forget Denzel.
Yes.
Just got him on that shit.
Yeah, so that covers the rap stuff, and now whatever the next category is here, obviously not children's, not Latin. We're certainly not doing gospel and contemporary Christian music, because if we talk about that, we'll all burst into flames from blasphemy.
I believe we agreed on comedy, right?
Ah, yes, yep. Comedy. Comedy right here. So the nominees for Best Comedy Album are Annihilation from Patton Oswalt, Equanimity and the Bird Revelation from Dave Chappelle, Noble Ape from Jim Gaffigan, Stand Up for Drummers by Fred Armisen. You have my attention. And Tambourine by Chris Rock. Interesting. There's various percussion references here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm siding toward TV's son of TV's Frank.
I don't get it.
Patton Oswalt. He's in Mystery Science Theater 3000 on Netflix.
I still need to watch that.
Yeah, and the older episodes because they're good.
You were going to say something, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Let's see, maybe I'm wrong because I haven't seen, like, I know I saw some bits of Tambourine by Chris Rock, and I still need to see the Dave Chappelle one. I know that's on Netflix now. I don't know, like, I think either one could win. I mean, maybe either one could win. Since I haven't looked into that as much, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. So, all right, with comedy out of the way, let us go to music for visual media. The categories here, let's start right at the top with Best Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media. The nominees are Call Me By Your Name, Deadpool 2, The Greatest Showman, Lady Bird, and Stranger Things. I kind of want Deadpool 2 to win just because of the Celine Dion thing.
That would be cool. There's a kind of a big omission here with a certain soundtrack, but we'll touch on that a little bit later.
Yeah.
We will. So let's go on to Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media. Your nominees are Black Panther from Ludwig Göransson, Blade Runner 2049 from Benjamin Wallfisch and Hans Zimmer, Coco by Michael Giacchino, The Shape of Water by Alexandre Desplat, and what is apparently the 69th nomination from John Williams for Star Wars The Last Jedi. Mm. Nice.
I could go pretty much with any of these, really.
Yeah, this is a pretty strong selection here.
Yep.
Yeah, you saw some really good movies last year. Or this last year, listen. Do you get what I mean?
I really can't settle on which one. That's actually how good these nominees are.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame it's for a category nobody's going to pay any attention to.
Which is a damn shame. Respect film composers, goddammit.
Yeah.
And now, of course, Best Song Written for Visual Media. The nominees are All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar and SZA from Black Panther. Mystery of Love by Sufjan Stevens from Call Me By Your Name. Remember Me by Miguel featuring Natalia Lafourcade from Coco, Shallow from A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, and This Is Me by Keala Settle and The Greatest Showman Ensemble from, well, The Greatest Showman. Now, obviously, my biases may lean towards Remember Me, at least as far as, like, being the best, strongest inclusion, you know, in the movie overall. Like, as a song on its own merits, maybe I'd toss up between that and, like, you know, Kendrick Lamar and SZA. But, you know, you can't go wrong with either one.
Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling they might sway toward, you know, A Star Is Born, as we'll get to in a moment.
Yes, yes, they very much will. Now, next category. What other category is there to talk about?
You want to talk about music video and film, maybe?
I guess, might as well. You want to talk, I'll let you handle best music video.
Okay. So, for this category, which, yes, it's a real thing, even though you don't see it on TV, we have Ape Shit by the Carters, This Is America by, Mr. Donald Glover himself, Childish Gambino, I'm Not Racist by Joyner Lucas.
Oh yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah.
I have, you know, thankfully avoided it.
Things like that don't help, okay? Just when given the opportunity, say no. Okay? Just say no. Pink by Janelle Monáe. And Mumbo Jumbo by Tierra Whack.
Is it any surprise which one we want to win? Which one should win, rather?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Give it to Don Glover.
Or, barring that, Janelle Monáe. She deserves it as well. Yes. Hell, maybe hand out two. Give it to both of them.
Well, there is a possibility of a tie. You never know.
Just don't give it to Joyner Lucas.
God, no. Do not redeem that fuck.
Yeah. Is there anything else? Because I know you were hinting at something.
I think we've covered the bases, but I think now we should probably get into the big ones, the general field, because we've pretty much run out of stuff to riff on.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to do this a bit out of order here. So first, I'm going to bring up the Best New Artist Award, or as many people have called it, the Madden Curse of the Music Industry.
Yep. Let me actually pull that up and see if there's merit to that claim.
All right.
But go on,
that,
go on, go on.
Oh, you're doing it right now. We're live, everyone.
Okay. Yeah, go on, go on. I'll come back to you.
All right. Okay, so the nominees for Best New Artist are Chloe X Holly, Luke Combs, The Offspring of Led Zeppelin, Her, Dua Lipa, Margot Price, Bebe Rexha, and Georgia Smith. You know, if the assertions I've heard about the Madden Curse are true, then please give the award to Greta Van Fleet. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of guys.
Oh, God. Okay, here's something I want to point out right now. I'm going to go the past five Grammys and tell you who won and who that person beat. So, last year, Alicia Cara beat out SZA.
Hmm.
2017, Chance the Rapper beat out Anderson .Paak. 2016, Meghan Trainor beat out, well, nobody I really can remember off the top of my head. 2015, Sam Smith beat out, well, again, nobody really that famous, but I guess Iggy Azalea, so crisis averted. And in 2014, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis beat out Kendrick Lamar.
And look at where they're all now. When was the last time you even heard about Meghan Trainor? Because I certainly haven't. All right. And I remember now, who album. Wants to do...
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
I said, who... And I remember the last Macklemore album. Oh, boy.
It was terrible.
Remember Toy Story 3? That was a good movie. Oh. It is. Why are you rapping about it? Anyway, now to go to Record of the Year. Which one of you gentlemen want to take over?
You know what? I'll do it.
Okay.
All right. Record of the Year. The nominees are... I Like It, Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin. Okay. The Joke by Brandi Carlile.
Yes, this is our prerequisite white folk singer nomination.
Oh. No.
You know, there's always one every year.
This is America. Don't be slipping up with Charles Gambino. I only live my bed, my mama, I'm sorry. I hit a kid by Drake.
Sometimes I feel good, sometimes I don't.
Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. All the Stars, K-Dot with SZA.
Yeah.
Mumble Rockstar by Posty Soul Sauce Malone and 21 Savage.
God.
And song that I get sick of every time Talk Ad plays by Zed Gray and the other chick, Mary Morris.
Oh. So, Gambino or Kendrick again?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I won't be entirely upset if Lady Gaga or Bradley Cooper win.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, give it to Drake or Post.
No. There is an interesting caveat to this award, is that... This goes toward the producers, engineers, and or mixers of these particular tracks, which is kind of interesting. It's not so much a general consensus of what's the best song, it's who did the best work, you know, in behind the scenes. So I just feel like mentioning that. So, but yeah, give it to either Gambino or Kendrick. Do it if you have any sense of smarts in you, Grammys. We still remember what happened last time.
Yes. We never forgive. We never forget.
No.
And you want to take over for Song of the Year, Mr. Alex?
Sure. Yet another songwriter award worth mentioning. So, for this, we have All the Stars by Kendrick and SZA. Boot Up by LMI. God's Plan by Drake.
For some reason, God's Plan includes nominating him for that dumb song.
In My Blood by Shawn Mendes.
You know what's in his blood? The hot sauce.
The Joke by Brandi Carlile. The Middle by Zed, Maren Morrison Gray. Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Worth noting, Mark Ronson's actually a songwriter on that track. There he is again. And of course, This is America by Childish Gambino.
With Ludwig Göransson as songwriter.
Yes, because, you know, they're tight like that. So here, toss up. Kendrick.
Yep.
Or Gambino would be preferable, but I have a feeling they're going to screw up, and they're going to go the safe route, and they're going to give it to Lady Gaga, which normally I wouldn't be against, but, I mean, come on. Come on!
Like, if we're talking the song that defined the year, This is America. Bar none.
Pretty much, yeah.
Come on, make a statement, Grammys. Come on, don't be afraid of that stuff. But now, time for the last of the big ones, the one we save for last, Album of the Year. Your nominees are Invasion of Privacy by Cardi B, By the Way I Forgive You from Brandi Carlile, Scorpion by Drake, You know, I just realized I'm probably going to have to listen to that whole album at some point.
You're doomed.
Her, by her, beer bongs and Bentleys. Why?
Why?
This God. Is the album that has Zach and Codeine on it. That should be an argument against it at in all aspects. Anyway, moving on. Dirty Computer from Janelle Monáe.
Hey.
Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves. Interesting. That's been that one album that's been popping up a lot in like the top five of almost every year end best of list I've been seeing lately.
Country music, there you go. It's this year's Chris Stapleton album of the year.
Or I guess Sturgill Simpson.
Him too, man. Yeah. There's always one every year. There's always a country, and there's always a folk album.
Hmm. And last but not least, the Black Panther soundtrack, you know, from guys like Kendrick Lamar, SZA, and all the other people.
Okay. Here's your chance, Grammys. Here's your chance to make up for fucking up last time. Stick the landing and all will be good. Just don't divert course and give it to fucking Post Malone or Drake or Cardi B.
Yeah, just come on. You know you have to give it to Kendrick. Kendrick! And all the other people that worked on that soundtrack too. Mostly Kendrick. You got a second chance here. Don't mess it up.
All right, Grammys.
In fact, you could very much say, you should not let us catch you slipping up.
Yeah.
See what I did there? See how I tied that all together?
Yo. Okay, Grammy. So, notice that you got 8 nominees for Album of the Year, and I noticed that six of them are mostly hip-hop R&B, which, okay, I approve. Now, let's look and see what don't want. Now, Cardi B, I don't hate your album, but I'm not in love with it like so many others are, because it's been on everybody's top list I've been looking at, which, look, it ain't bad, but it ain't that great.
Yeah, Scorpion, I have no idea why.
Hell, Scorpion, hell no. Like, fuck no. Do not give that. Did I give Drake an award? I mean, I'm glad he got shut off. I'm glad he got shut off of the best rap album, because it's like, because I fear he'd be in there as usual, but don't give him this one.
If there's any award that Drake should get, it's most spectacular loss of a rap beef.
Ha! Pretty much. Her, I don't know you. You seem like a good artist. I heard you on that one LMA track, which you're a pretty good singer, but there'll be other times. I'm sure you'd be good. Posty. Good old Posty. Okay, Saucy Man, now we just look you for memes and shit, but maybe next time. Janelle Monáe. Now, if you were to win this, I wouldn't be mad. Because, nope. I mean, your album was pretty good. I mean, if you would have won, I wouldn't be mad. You deserve it, because you did make a good album this year. And I'll skip. Okay. I don't know you, Kacey Musgraves. You seem pretty good too. You seem like another country artist that might be, you know, good, because you'd be like the one few ones that aren't shit. But let's skip you. And now, I thought Black Panther would be nominated for the best like visual media or album, but shit. But it's like, okay, you got the big award now. You getting the Album of the Year Award, and that's
completely bypassed that and went right up to the top.
Yes. Yes, it did. And I never thought it's been pretty much a good week for Black Panther related stuff, because they got nominated for a Golden Globe, which then again, no one cared about that, but it's like, hey, got nominated for Best Picture. Drama. Not musical or comedy, just drama. And it's like, alright. if, because I know, like, there've been some soundtracks, some stuff for how many years before, like, way back, but, hey, this time, this one could win, I hope.
Mm-hmm. But I'm loading this up right now to see what other soundtracks have managed to get that illustrious nomination. One such that I know won was all the way back in, when was it? Oh yeah, here it is. 1994, the soundtrack to The Bodyguard.
Oh.
Yeah, you know. And then in 2002, the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? So it has happened before. It just happens very, very rarely.
Yeah.
Well, we have our fingers crossed for that, as you can all tell, and we'll just have to wait and see where all of that goes. But anyway, thank you for listening to us discuss all these, well, you know, the categories that mattered. Because, like, seriously, if you think we were going to spend our time talking about, like, historical or notes, or even package.
Or package. Which, by the way, shout out to Miski for that.
Yeah,
for Beat the Cowboy.
Yeah. But, yeah, thank you for listening to all that. Of course, the Grammy Awards are happening February 10th, which I'm sure will be, unfortunately, hosted by James Corden once again.
Well, oh yeah. I hear Kevin Hart is looking for a new gig.
don't jinx it like that, man.
I'm just saying. Well, I mean, you know, he probably won't get it, but, you know.
I hope not.
Give it to Eric Andre.
That would be cool. Plus, he was actually a Berklee College graduate, so, you know. But, yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. We'll, of course, see you around. And until next time, peace the hell out. No sign out, because we already did that in the last one.